Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Since we are celebrating victory over iconoclasm, or victory that we can have icons in our churches and in our homes, I decided to reflect on why icons are so important in our day-to-day life. When we read the lives of contemporary saints and elders, sometimes in the book, there is a picture of a saint sitting on his bed, and he is surrounded by icons, sometimes so many icons that they overlap each other. It's literally a wall of saints. It's a beautiful thing to see, and in a way it should be an encouragement for us to create the same atmosphere at our households. We cannot take icons just as a pieces of art that hang on our walls and collect dust. We have to take these images very seriously. Each icon is a window to heaven. Each saint that is depicted in them can intercede for us and pray with us in our need. So these contemporary saints and the elders built their icon corner in order to have their holy friends always around them. And we should do the same. We will always imitate those who we are around. If we are around bad people, we will eventually maybe not become bad, but for sure we will become numb to good things. If we are around good people, we will strive to be better. If we are around saints, we have potential, we high potential to become holy. Hence, I want to stress the importance of the icon corner or icon wall in our households. You heard me say this all the time last year. What we bring from our households, from our prayer corners, that's how our Sunday Divine Liturgy or feast day experience will be. If we attend to our prayer life and spend time in front of our prayer corner, in front of all these saints, even if we don't want to, the Sunday or the feast day will be very fruitful for us and very spiritual for us. If we don't tend to our prayers, then Sunday can become just a show or a play that we attend, with very little meaning. Icon corners or icon walls should be the center of our life. It is a place where we start and where we finish our day. If it's possible, the icon corner should be placed on the eastern side of the household. And this is to replicate how we pray in church and how our church is built, facing east. And we rise with prayers with the sun. The icon corner should be the most accessible, or should be in the most accessible or most lived room of our house. In our rectory, thank God, we have an extra room, so we converted it, the whole room, into a prayer room. And that's where we go as a family and then also do our private prayers. It is a habit that we want to instill firstly in us and then in our kids, that after waking up, first we go pray and then brushing teeth, which is more difficult to do than you think. And then breakfast and other activities. Our icon corner should grow with our spiritual life. We should have basics, the crucifix, the Mother of God, Christ. But then we should slowly expand it. First, we should have our patron saint, after who we are named for. If there is no saint like this, well then maybe somebody who we consider as our spiritual father or spiritual mother. And then when we read lives of saints, or if we hear of a saint that has moved us to pray, to fast, to do any kind of the spiritual exercise, then it's good to have an icon of that saint so we can pray to him or her. Many suffer with sicknesses, and there are many saints who fought tough health battles and won. Or maybe their prayer was strong, so strong that their prayers healed somebody. So it's not bad to have a healer between our friends. Many suffer with passions which sometimes make their life hell. And the most beautiful thing is that when a person fights with this passion and finds a saint who struggles with the same passion and overcame it, when they receive the icon, when the icon is blessed, and usually with a constant prayer to that saint, a little miracle happens. A healing comes which can prevent a person from falling into the passion again. Each one of us should have a church patron in our prayer corner. It should be our daily task to pray to that saint, so that saint prays for our church, so the saint make our church God-pleasing, so he can protect it and grow it. Look, it's not just the priest's responsibility to pray for the church. It's up to each of you. The more prayers we pray for the saints, the more beautiful we are. If you develop personal devotion to a certain saint that is our spiritual hero, we should have an icon of that saint. Because if we don't, we will forget about that saint. We will forget that what he has done for us at that very moment. I think we got the point. Icons are windows to heaven, and each saint can help us grow towards holiness, if we want. And this is not just about icons. It's about creating good habits, mainly for ourselves. No theological discussion is as powerful as a day-to-day example of parents and godparents praying and saying the prayers in front of the icons. Because of our actions, we practically show our children what is the most important thing in our life. When we decide to grow up in spiritual life, it's like spreading a napkin on a table and picking it up in the middle. See, we are the highest point. We struggle the most. But everybody around us grows, even if they don't want to. They are stuck growing with you. It's a beautiful thing. And you see their lives change along with yours. Icon Corner should be the central focus of every Christian household. What we bring from home, from our prayer corners, will be multiplied here on Sundays and feast days. So, many saints and martyrs died to protect the icons, so we can win, so they won over the iconoclasts. It's a beautiful gift that they have left us. So let us try to imitate these saints, martyrs, and contemporary elders, so we too can grow in friendship with the holy saints at our households. Glory to Jesus Christ.